succession number 26735, beginning of reel 4.
Ken Lock here, reel 4. So when you had your first leave and you came back to Bristol to see your parents, do you remember that occasion?
Oh yes, yeah. Oh well, that was... We didn't do anything very much at first, you know. As I think it was just sat around, did very little in the beginning.
Were you treated like as a returning hero?
Yeah, I suppose I was in a way. I mean, I used to run a scout troop, as I said, a Sea Scout troop, and they put on a sort of welcome home sort of party for me. But other than that, there were quite a lot of sort of VJ parties, and you know, which were full of, you know, military people. You know, they'd all back home on leave.
But then back to Exton, was it after that?
Yes, and then it was quick. A quick demob then.
Was it? So you got demobbed quickly. Where did you have to go to be demobbed?
We went to Taunton.
Oh, yeah. What was that process like?
Quite humorous, I suppose, really. We were sort of walking down with our sort of hats on. I suppose we haven't had a civilian hat, most of us, in our lives before, you know. The demob suit was a bit of a laugh, really, but it was very, very efficient, you know. I mean, you go in at one end and come out the other with a box full of stuff, you know.
What did you imagine you were going to do? Were you raring to rush off and do something or get a job or whatever, or had you got plans?
Well, I didn't want to. The people you work for before the war, they were bound by law to keep your job open for you, but I didn't want to go back to that, so I found myself another job fairly quickly, actually.
Because you could have had quite a few months off. You were paid for quite a few months, were you? But you wanted to go to work, didn't you?
Yes, I didn't sort of... Well, it was more of the fact that I really thought I wanted to get out of the trade that I'd been working in before, and so I thought, well, the sooner the better.
So what did you find to do then?
Well, I went into the Ministry of Transport. In those days, if you sent a lorry from Bristol to, say, London, you couldn't bring that lorry back empty. It had to be directed to somewhere where they had a load that wanted to come to Bristol. So it was sort of like rerouting vehicles, chiefly.
Mm-hmm. But so it was an office job, wasn't it?
It was an office job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But was that something you wanted to do?
Yes, it was more, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you stay with that?
About 2 years, I think. Then I moved on to another office job, and then another one.
Yeah.
After that, you know.
And did you do? You mentioned you did evening classes.
Yes.
Accountancy and things. Did you ever follow that up?
Yes, I eventually sort of passed my Chartered Institute of Secretaries exam.
When in the first years that you were home, were you treated with any deference because you'd been a POW? Or?
No.
No. Did people take any interest in it at all?
I don't think so, really. I suppose the thing is there were so many of you all at once, you know. I mean, you're just one of the... just another one. Mm. I mean, the family were interested, naturally, you know, but... I don't think there was any other particular interest.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
Well, it isn't very glamorous, is it, being a POW, really? Quite honestly.
What do you think of these television portrayals we've had of POW camps?
Well, I saw the one the other day, which was the wooden horse, and I thought that was quite good. I don't.
Was it like that? I mean, was your camp?
Yes, I think it. Well, that was quite good. But I have seen others that I sort of think they're a bit. Well, they weren't quite like that, you know. But in general, I mean, they're not too bad.
What do you think people don't understand about POWs? What do you think people don't sort of, they get wrong or misunderstand about what your life was like as a prisoner of war?
Well, I don't know. I mean, our life in Germany was very different to the Japanese. You know, it's a sort of, that was a grim existence. But then, I can only sort of say from my own account, you know, how things were. I mean, I suppose some places they were treated badly. Can't really say about that.
What did you feel when you came home about the conscientious objectors, or people who hadn't gone to war, you know, they'd avoided it?
Well, you always sort of feel that they could have joined up and done something, even if it was a non-combatant sort of nature, you know. Which I think conscientious objectors in general were a bit despised.
You had a poor opinion of them, did you?
Well, I suppose yes, to a certain extent.
Was there a padre anywhere along in your military career? You know, was that something you came across, or?
Not really.
No.
No.
Was there a padre in the camp?
Yes. Yeah, we used to go to. They had a service there once a week, and we used to go to those.
Yeah. Why did you go to them? Was that religious conviction, or did you like the hymns?
Well, I suppose it's, you know, quite a lot went, and we used to go in a group, you know, but. It wasn't, I suppose it wasn't through a religious conviction.
Are there any officers that you met or were dealt with by during your career that made a big impression on you, that you know you admired or resented or?
No, not really. Yeah. No. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one or two that well, they weren't very inspiring, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they don't seem to have featured as an influence in the story at all.
No.
Yeah. It sounds as though you more relied on each other.
I think that was very much the case, yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to add? It's been a very interesting tale. Were there any funny incidents? I mean, there must have been funny times
Oh yeah, we had a sort of a 40-seater lavatory.
Where was that?
Which in the camp in Stalagate B. Which, so I mean, you went along with your friends to the lavatory. Which a long seat with holes in it, you know. Which was a bit off putting at first until you. Eventually you don't take notice, but it shatters you at first.
Excellent. So, if you've nothing more to add, I'll say, Ken Lockyer, thank you very much indeed. It's been a fascinating tale. End of Reel 4.